This has been The Drop Podcast. You can email The Drop at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @OfficialTheDrop. Don't forget to subscribe or download this episode and past episode on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and ShoutEngine.com.
It's once again time for another episode of the Drop Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be going over the highlights of the Blues versus the Predators game played in Nashville on December 13th of 2016. The Blues going into this game have not had a great road trip so far. They did beat New Jersey 4-1, but they've had losses of 3-2 against the Islanders and 3-1 against a very good Minnesota Wild team. Going into this game, it would be David Perron's 600th game. Now remember, he was hit by Joel Thornton of the San Jose Sharks and missed around 100 games. I think it was 100 games exactly. Otherwise, he would have reached this milestone a long time ago. But let's go ahead, and before we get into the highlights, let's hear from David Perron and see what this milestone means to him.
Nice milestone, and hopefully I play a lot more. It's obviously, when you start your career, you just want to play one, and then you just want to get to maybe, I don't know, like 100, 200, and then once you get there, maybe you're maybe dreaming about 1,000, so we'll see what's going to happen. I'm going to do everything to keep getting prepared, stay focused on doing all the little things off the ice to try and stay healthy and keep my performance up and go from there. Well, I think any career you do, the experience is huge. I don't think you realize it when you're young, but it's almost everything, just dealing with situations in different ways. It's just the maturity of getting older, and that's obviously the biggest thing for anybody. And I don't know, I wouldn't take everything I went through, I would do it the exact same way. I think it made me a better person, whether it was positive or negative. So I'm happy where it's gone, and I want to still keep getting better. I'm still only 28 years old, and I want to play a lot more games. So yeah, I think it's something that's never going to go away for me. And just looking at some of the rosters from my first couple of years, seeing all the names that I play with, and it's nice.
David Perron's game has changed so much, everybody, since he came into the league with the Blues. I believe it's the 27th pick overall in the first round for the Blues. He was a offensive first guy. When Hitchcock got to the Blues, he really didn't buy into the system, and that's why he was traded to Edmonton. He has grown since playing with Edmonton, the Pittsburgh Penguins, and then the Anaheim Ducks. He has come to the Blues this year as a free agent and has looked very good. The most games, you know he's there. I don't think I've seen maybe one or two games where you really didn't notice David Perron. So it's nice to have him back as a St. Louis Blue. He's grown so much. He's playing the Hitchcock system, and it seems to be working for him this year. The Blues going into this game, we're hoping not only for a good game from David Perron, but they were hoping for a quick start against the Predators. That's a tough building to play in. The fans are always into the game. The Predators play very well at home. They haven't, I believe, in their last three or four games at home, their goals against is 1.4 or 1.5. So Pekka Rinne has been awesome. Will Pekka Rinne be awesome in this game? Not at the start. He wasn't, and the Blues really took him to task.
He dusted that off just one split second too long, allowing Pekka Rinne to get there, making a good glove save.
And the Blues win the faceoff. They score! Shattenkirk let it go. It may have been tipped, and the Blues take a 1-0 lead.
Schwartz was lingering around in the high slot, milling about smartly, and I think it looked to me like it glanced off something, but a good decision by Kevin Shattenkirk with that wrister, and Jaden Schwartz red hot. Good face-off win by Schwartz, gets helped by Tarasenko. There's the shot, and you see from this angle, the shot, I think it might have gone off the defenseman Roman Josi's stick.
The Blues get the first goal of the game, and it was kind of a fluke goal. Shattenkirk put a massive shot in, and it didn't actually tip off of Josi's stick. It actually went off his pants and went in the net. So the Blues get a break. They get on the board first and take a 1-0 lead. It would be Shattenkirk's 7th goal of the season. Tarasenko with an awesome assist, 19th of the year, and that was at 10 minutes and 12 seconds into the first, and it gives the Blues a 1-0 lead. The Blues continue to put the pressure on Rene. And like I said at the beginning, he was not sharp at the beginning of the game. He just looked like he was fighting the puck a little bit. And the Blues would take a 2-0 lead on this goal by a guy who worked his butt off in the offseason to improve his offensive skills. And he definitely did.
Get away from Ribeiro, right in front through the goal crease. And kept alive by Joel Edmondson. Now in front for Reeves, wide open. Oh! He scores! Ryan Reeves! And it's 2-0, his second goal of this road trip.
Holy jumping, what a shot that is! Just a snipe over the glove and in on a quick snapshot. And the Brodziak line does it again. Wow! He has made some plays. Keep your eye on 75. He's now the third man high. Good position there. But what a backhand pass by Kyle Brodziak. That's working on your shot. That is some fantastic stuff right there. Quick release over the stick, over the glove, and in for the Winnipeg native Ryan Reeves.
The fourth line comes through again on this goal by Ryan Reeves. Great work by the whole fourth line, including Edmondson and Brodziak. And they will get assist on this goal. But guys, if you've seen this shot from Ryan Reeves, you would not think it was Ryan Reeves if you didn't know the number on the back of his jersey. It's his second goal of the year, but he's worked very hard. He's looked so much better this year in his offensive skills. And a guy like him has to do that to stay in the league. It would be Brodziak's third assist, Edmondson's third assist, and that would be at 16:41 of the first period. Gave the Blues a 2-0 lead. They would take that lead into the second period. You're hoping them to come out quick, and they actually did come out quick. Brad Hunt would give them a 3-0 lead on this goal early in the second period.
They're on the backhand. And can't get it out.
Oof. Blues got to take advantage of that.
And now back to Shattenkirk again. Tarasenko across the Hunt. One-timer. He scores! Brad Hunt! First goal is a Blue! And points in three straight for Hunt.
And that's why he's on the power play. We've said how hard he shoots that puck. Pekka hasn't seen him. And that's twice in this game that he's had a good opportunity. This one, he cashes in, stretching it out. A terrific pass as well. Tarasenko looks like he's going to shoot it. Makes a nice firm pass right on the tape. And Hunt, with those offensive instincts, he just lets it fly. What a goal by Brad Hunt.
Second NHL goal.
At this point, the Blues are just dominating the Predators. The Predators looked really down after this goal by Brad Hunt. You know, the NHL shows it was his first goal, but as John Kelly said, that's his second goal of the year. It would be assisted by Tarasenko and Shattenkirk. Tarasenko's 20th assist, Shattenkirk's 14th assist, and I just can't believe how great Tarasenko is with his passes. Crisp passes right on the stick, and the one-timer by Brad Hunt gives the Blues a 3-0 lead on a power play goal at 1:49 into the second. The Blues continued to play hard. A couple minutes later, though, the Predators' hard work on their side would pay off on a goal by a very good player in James Neal.
He's back into their own defensive zone for this faceoff.
Off the draw, Neal scores! James Neal right off the drop, and the Predators are on the board. It's 3-1.
Set play to get the scoring started. There's James Neal. Watch, he's just going to loop around the top of the circle, having claimed the puck, step into it through all kinds of traffic. Notice three bodies in the shooting lane right there. Jake Allen is late, can't squeeze it on the seven hole. And Neal, 12th of the year, call it a dozen.
I will call it a dozen because that's exactly what it is. It was Neal's 12th goal of the year, assisted by Johansson, his 14th assist. And just about a minute and a half after Brad Hunt's goal, you start to see a little bit of a momentum change. Not totally, but it seemed to really ignite the Predators. And they're only down by two goals now, 3-1, with about 15 minutes left in the second period. They continue to press and press and press. And just a little under 2 minutes later, another sniper of theirs who's not really played great this year, but is capable of 25 to 35 goals a year, Philip Forsberg, cuts the lead to make it 3-2 Blues.
A little chance. Shattenkirk's in a pretty good spot. Filthy little release in stride. Well steered by Rene to the deep corner.
Now here comes Forsberg. He scores! Philip Forsberg. It's in a 3-2 hockey game. Predators right back in it.
It's the Forsberg shot, but it's the Arvidsson pass. He's going to lay it right out in front of the young Swedish forward. Uses the defender as a screen. Well placed. Philip Forsberg. Allen fooled again by the traffic. Look at the torque, the tension in that stick, folks. Needed that now.
Philip Forsberg takes a great pass from Arvidsson and puts it right past Jake Allen. And it gives the Predators two goals in the game, and they're only down by 1-3-2. The momentum is totally changing. You could just see it happening. The Blues are still trying to work hard, and you know they didn't really play terrible up to this point. You know, you could tell them starting to fall apart a little bit and make some mistakes, but they were still, you know, leading 3-2. It would be Forsberg's third goal, Arvidsson's ninth assist, Ekholm's eighth assist, and 6:22 of the second period. It would be back and forth play in the second period. Jake Allen, it just wasn't looking good at this point going out of the second period. You felt a little comfortable with a 3-2 lead, but you weren't fully comfortable, and you were hoping the Blues would come out and make a statement in the third period at the beginning and say, hey, you might have come back to get within one goal, but we're taking control of this game. But it wasn't the Blues that did that.
Johansson fires it around the boards. Too hot for Allen to play. Pass stolen on the other side. Just like that, we're all even.
Ryan Johansson, watch him as he manipulates through the offensive zone. Colin Wilson, terrific play. He's about to draw a minor. Johansson reads it, steps into support, and watch him peel it out of the pile here and snap it hard, far side. Jake Allen doesn't know what hit him.
That's exactly right. At this point, you can just tell Jake Allen looks like a deer in the headlights, and he doesn't know what hit him. You know, he gave up several soft goals, and I hope this doesn't become a pattern for him. You know, he didn't play his best game, and it's tied 3-3. The momentum's definitely changed, and at this point, nobody who's a Blues fan is really being confident at this point. It would be Ryan Johansson's sixth goal of the season, assisted by Wilson, and like they said, it was going to be a delayed penalty, and they took advantage of it. Wilson got his eighth assist at 3 minutes and 4 seconds into the third period, and it's tied 3-3. From this point on, guys, I really can't say anything positive about the way the Blues played. The Predators continued to put the pressure on, and they would take the lead 4-3 on this goal.
Crowd roaring. Arvidsson trying to get turned around. Here comes Wilson. He's got Fisher in front.
Makes a tremendous defensive play. Yakupov looking to attack. Preds turn him back, and then here they come in transition. Arvidsson scrape, scratch, claw. Wilson outweighs a sprawling defender in time to get it to Fisher. And Fisher with authority up, and before Allen can get back to far side. Nicely executed, Mike Fisher, but golly, the patience of Colin Wilson.
This goal is an example of how quickly things can change from attacking the Predators. Like Yakupov had an offensive opportunity, and the Predators came down very quickly and scored the goal. Mike Fisher looked, I mean, it was a great shot by him, but Jake Allen still just did not look good at all on this goal. It would be Fisher's sixth goal of the season. Wilson had an assist as ninth, and Arvidsson, you know, playing a great game for Nashville, get his 10th assist, and it was at 9:02 of the third period, 9 minutes and 2 seconds in. Nashville takes the lead 4-3. That 4-3 lead wouldn't last very long, but it wouldn't be the Blues that come back. It would be Nashville to add to the lead.
Farrell fires it in deep. Shattenkirk on it, lost it, shot by Smith.
Rimmed in hard. Irwin, Fiala rather, working together. Smith grabs it off of the turnover forced by Fiala. Allen actually gets a piece of that. It drops out in front of Mike Ribeiro.
Nashville is just pouring it on at this point, guys. The Blues are just looking lost, basically. That fourth goal just destroyed them. The third goal was bad enough, but when Nashville come back and scored that other goal, it just deflated them totally. That would be Ribeiro's fourth goal of the season, assisted by Smith, his fifth, and Fiala got his second assist. And that was 10 minutes and 31 seconds into the third period. And at this point, guys, Jake Allen's removed. Carter Hutton's brought in. The rest of the third period would be uneventful. Carter Hutton would not allow any more goals. But the Blues would pull Carter Hutton with around 2 minutes left or so. And they would get an empty net goal by Mike Fisher. It would be his second goal of the game, his seventh of the year. Watson assisted his fifth assist, and that was at the 18 minutes and 38 seconds into the third period. And Nashville wins this game 6-3. So let's go ahead and move on to the stats of the game. The Blues, with the loss, fall to 16-10-4. Nashville improves to 13-11-4. Shots on goal, the Blues 26. Nashville had 36 shots. The Blues were 1-for-1 on the power play. That's about the only positive out of this game. Nashville was 0-for-2. Another positive for the Blues, penalty killing. Faceoff percentage, the Blues actually won the faceoff percentage 53-47%. The goals, the Blues, Shattenkirk had his seventh goal and assist. Reeves had that impressive wrister shot to give him his second goal of the season. Hunt had a power play goal, and Tarasenko gets two assists. Allen allowed five goals on just 33 shots before Carter Hutton came in. Neal gets his goal, his 12th of the season for Nashville. Forsberg gets a goal, his third. Johansson gets a goal, his sixth, and also adds an assist. Fisher gets two goals, his sixth and seventh. Arvidsson gets two assists. And Pekka Rinne, who looked bad in the first 25 minutes of the game, gets a win and made 23 saves. So after this, guys, the Blues fall to 1-3 on this road trip and are hoping that some home cooking can do them well. They will be playing the New Jersey Devils tonight in St. Louis. A game is at 7 p.m. After that, they got a big game on Saturday against the Blackhawks, and hopefully they can improve their play and have a good game against the Blackhawks, because if they play the way they did against the Predators, against the Blackhawks, it's going to be worse than 6-3. And then they also have a game at the homestand on the 19th against Edmonton, who is also another very good team. So, guys, not a successful road trip. Let's hope the Blues can start a winning streak on this homestand. They've got some tough games. Don't forget to join me after every single Blues game for highlights and commentary. Thanks again. Have a great day, a great evening. Let's go, Blues.
This has been the Drop Podcast. You can email the Drop at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @OfficialTheDrop. Don't forget to subscribe or download this episode and past episode on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and ShoutEngine.com.